Iraqiya, the American-funded TV channel in Iraq, has been slow to garner an audience. Its programs have failed to compete with snazzier, more controversial Arab satellite channels now available. In an effort to wean Iraqi viewers from anti-American satellite channels, members of the Psychological Operations Team of the 101st Airborne Division in Mosul have taken matters into their own hands. They've created Talents, Iraq's answer to American Idol. NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
So the theme music isn't as catchy, and the set's little more than a mic, some folding chairs, and a collection of plastic houseplants. But the contestants certainly took it just as seriously as their American counterparts. There were singers, of course, and poets, puppeteers, and dancers, a pair of pretty atrocious comedians, and a garment salesman who played a violin made from an oil can. There were even some Saddam Hussein impersonators.
I had to meet you here today.
One singer even crooned an American pop song.
This just some minutes to say.
Actor Bahar Fati philosophized about the fate of his country, ending his performance with a call to Iraqis to wake up. Women were striking by their almost total absence. Major John Freeberg, a PSYOPs officer, describes his job as trying to grab Iraqis' attention, something he says Iraqiya hasn't done yet.
They're sophisticated. They get all their news from satellite TV, most of them. So I have to crack that.
Ordered up by his division commander, John Freeberg had his doubts initially about Talents, but he concedes he was wrong.
At the end of the talent show, the father of one of the contestants came up to me and said to me, "When you came, they said you would take our money and our lives. Instead, you've taken our hearts." And yeah, it's corny, I know, but the guy meant it. It's from his heart.
The idea behind the talent show was to show that in post-Saddam Hussein's Iraq, there's a chance for everyone to share the spotlight regardless of family position or personal politics. Initially, not many participated, but by the end, there were 150 contestants. And whatever message people got out of it, Freeberg says they watched.
Luckily, the talent show, we struck a vein that we had no idea we would strike. The bottom line is, people were turning from satellite to local TV, at least for that show. And once I can do that, once I can get them interested in local TV, and I can get their attention, then we can talk about things like don't shoot your weapons into the air when you're during a wedding, don't throw your litter in the streets, all the stuff that is basic public service announcement stuff.
So after five rounds of competition, who's the Iraqi idol? 13-year-old Mohammed Harib. Harib didn't get a $1 million recording contract or guest spots on hit TV shows, but he did take home $500, the equivalent of about 5 months' salary for most Iraqis. Saeed Atman, a New Yorker and translator for U.S. troops, was recruited to be the impresario.
I hope shows like this will continue. I wish I can find the funding. It did not cost much. I think it cost about $16,000. You know, for all the shows, and a lot came. The last show, I mean, it was packed. It was packed. It was wonderful.
Major John Freeberg is already on to his next project, an Iraqi version of Cops. Again, entertainment with a message.
The police, they're taking a hammering right now. They're not as trusted as they should be. They're much, much, much more professional than they were before we got here, but they're still not commanding the respect that they need out of the people. So we decided that we need to do something. The Cops program is going to be based loosely on what you'd see in America on Cops. We're going to have cameramen ride around with the police department, and you know, you see that jumpy camera chasing people down the street and all that other kind of thing. That's what we're looking for on this.
The idea is to show Iraqis that what police do now is in the open, not in secret. Freeberg's only problem is that Iraqi cops won't dare let their faces be seen on television because they are often the targets of those attacking Americans and the Iraqis who work with them. Anne Garrels, NPR News.